Channel. Coastal flood advisory has been in effect due to the high tides and above normal tides. Scattered storms of the day ending tonight. They're coming back to scattered for the afternoon tomorrow, following morning sunshine Tuesday. Overnight skies becoming fair. Morning lows drop 70s to 80. Early sunshine and partly cloudy to cloudy for the afternoon. About 40% for tomorrow, about 60% on Wednesday. Both afternoons highs 90 to low 90s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. After the tragic death of his wife, Katie, Professor Franklin blames himself. Filled with anguish, he walks away from his family, which augments his suffering. But soon after the second anniversary of his wife's death, his self-imposed reclusive lifestyle is interrupted by an unplanned visit from his 8-year-old granddaughter. Awakened by Grace by author Darlene West. Available now in bookstores and Amazon.com. More info at DarleneWest.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another great Tuesday afternoon. All right, we can turn the news. There you go. We're back. Now you can hear me. Without music. All right, everybody. Welcome to another great Tuesday night here on WGSO. I am William Wallace. And as you all know, you can find me on Facebook at William Wallace for America. And you can find me on YouTube at William Wallace for America. I have been traveling a whole lot for the last couple weeks. And then I was out before that. So if you haven't been hearing about me, that's why. I will tell you a little bit about the Mike Lindell event that I went to last week, the symposium. But of course, you know, if you talk to some people, I'm just a crazy lunatic because I went and I listened to Mike Lindell, and there are people who just think he's a crazy lunatic because, you know, he was making predictions that Trump would get back in office on by a certain date, and he had his predictions, but because I went and listened to him, I'm a crazy lunatic. Well, that's kind of what today's show is about. No, not me being a crazy lunatic, but I am getting sick and tired of, you know, if you're not right wing enough, you're this, and if you're not left wing enough, you're this, and if you're not a libertarian, you're really a right wing extremist or a left wing, you know, super, uber, liberal, whatever. And I'm getting sick and tired of not just the division. I mean, we've had the division, and you get kind of used to that. I guess it's easier to get used to the division a little bit more than it is for me to get used to the labeling just because you look at other sides of information. So, look, I've got, you know, a few, not many, but a couple of my right-wing friends that when I mention something that's left-wing leaning or whatever, how dare I look at that? Well, you know what? At least I'm open-minded enough to look at all the different sides of what we're experiencing in our country. And at least I'm open-minded enough to go to the Mike Lindell Symposium, and if not hear any kind of unique information that may or may not turn over an election, at least hear other information. Because with my eyes being open, I'm sorry for all of the people out there who aren't opening their eyes and paying attention just enough to see that maybe, just maybe, there could have been election fraud in the last election. I know, and I'm calling out some people who've kind of called me out. And it's a little frustrating because just because your guy won, and I'm talking to my Biden friends, doesn't mean that there was not election fraud. Just because you just hated Trump doesn't mean there was not election fraud. And it's because of those people in this country that are willing to look and open their eyes. And just, you don't have to buy into the thought about how, you know, there was definite election fraud and Trump's going to be back, put back in office. You don't have to, just because you look at alternate information doesn't mean you're crazy. It could just mean that you're able to open your eyes enough to look at possibilities for future elections. Because when we get to a point in this country that we're calling each other lunatics because we dare look at somebody else's information or listen to the other side, you don't have to agree with the other side to listen to the other side. You just got to be willing to open your ears because you never know what you're going to hear. And I'm going to tell you, the Mike Lindell event, some people thought it was a crazy, you know, he's crazy because, you know, he was a believing that Trump was going to be put back in office by now. But when you look at the information that they had at the symposium, you know, it wasn't real earth shattering in some ways. Some of it was a little more eye opening, I'll say. But when you look at it, you really begin to maybe doubt a little bit that maybe there might have been election fraud. And even if you don't doubt it, even if it doesn't make you doubt, you at least go, could there possibly be election fraud in other elections? What I'm getting hyped up about today is that since I've been there, most people have been open-minded. They're like, oh, wow, you know, I'm glad he did that. It wasn't as eye-opening. I watched it online. And I've had a few people attack me for it. And this is for those people. Because if we're not willing to look at the possibility of election fraud, then not only are we not paying attention, but we're leaving the door open for future elections to get stolen or manipulated or having fraud in them in some way, shape, or form. And we are at a point in our country where it's easier now to steal an election than it ever used to be because of electronic voting systems. And I know, because I'm dealing with this with people, some people are the mindset, oh, they can't be stolen. That's just, you know, bullarchy. There's no way our elections are getting stolen. And we want electronic elections. You know, we want to be able to have, you know, results overnight. But let me tell you something. When you look at that certain machines had capabilities to be able to have communication with the numbers, and we might not really truly want to believe that our elections could get stolen. You know, we want, I mean, look, most humans really truly want to believe that our elections are honest, they're fair, and they're accurate. We don't want to think that it could be the other way. The reality is we live in a time where electronic machines get hacked into every day on a daily basis. It's happening all over the world. And if you want to turn a blind eye to the fact that elections could be rigged, stolen, or manipulated, and you don't want to, and you want to turn a blind eye to that, then you are deemed the crazy one for not doubting and not at least looking into the information. We're going to talk more about this when I get back after this break, and a little bit more about some other things too.
More valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com. Jana McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread, or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-399-3031. That's 504-399-3031.
Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service. So don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan, or call them at 504-738-5007. Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Boss has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
All right, everybody, welcome back to WGSO and me, William Wallace, and my show, William Wallace for America. So we talked before the break. And by the way, Matthew, I'm going to bring you on after this break, so this next segment. So let me set the table here a second. So here's the deal. So I just spent the first segment, because you're crazy if you believe, you know, that there was election fraud. You're just a lunatic if you dare even think that there could have been election fraud. And you're especially crazy if you think that Mike Lindell was right about it. And I told you that I went to the symposium up in South Dakota for Mike Lindell's event. I met Mike Lindell. actually on my Facebook page, you can see a message I filmed with him, William Wallace for America. And, you know, so I went through that because, you know, as I came back and I had I only had a couple people that thought I was nuts for going and, you know, even listening to it. But the reality is at the symposium, they had a lot of really good speakers there with a lot of really good information about the election and about things that went on and little factoids and proof that our machines are not secure. You hear all the time about, you know, foreign countries breaking into, you know, hospital databases and servers and companies and, you know, and making them pay ransomware to get their information back. Why wouldn't there be other groups out there hacking into our election systems? And at a time right now when they're trying to move the voting machines more over into an electronic realm, we're only making it easier for that to happen. So I'm a little fired up because I've had just one too many people say, oh, that's crazy to believe that our elections can get hacked or that they were hacked. And I would say 99% of those people that say that didn't like Trump. So they really don't care. Or there's another smaller percentage, maybe it's not 99%, but there's another smaller percentage that just doesn't want to believe that it's possible that their vote doesn't matter. Now, I've done shows in the past how much your vote does matter and how important it is to go vote, and I will stand by that. But if we don't do something with our election systems, we will have a time when our votes really don't matter, and it's the people who control the machines and count the votes and collect the data that actually have the control. So get involved, call our Secretary of State. They have not decided which machines to use. They have not awarded a bid yet. And you've got to and watch out for that. And be a part of the process. Call your elected officials. Let them know you want. Look, it sounds almost, how shall I say this, old school to say, it's almost like we need a paper ballot type of system. A system where you can fill it out on paper, let the computer tabulate it, you know, but you've got your proof, you've got your receipt of how you voted, because in the event that an audit is needed or that we think that the score wasn't right, everybody go back with their piece of paper and say, no, this is how I voted. Okay, it sounds old school. It sounds like we're taking a walk back in time. But right now, our country is in trouble. Our election systems are under attack. And if you really are concerned about the direction this country is going in, then our votes do need to matter. And by golly, if it means going backwards, you know, I don't know that I want to start, you know, putting my vote and carving it out on a stone tablet or anything, but I will say this. Our election systems are under attack. And you can criticize people who are worried about how the elections are all you want, but the reality is our election systems are under attack by far, and we need to secure them so people who doubt it, people who have altered information, aren't crazy lunatics. They are indeed finding other information that can help us secure our elections in the future. The other thing that people are now talking about that you're crazy if you deny it are the vaccines. And these are the two things that have got me fired up today. And that is that the other one, like I said, is the vaccine. And I'm sick and tired of hearing, well, if you don't get the vaccine, you're just crazy. What are you, a vaccine denier? You know, oh, you want the virus to spread. Well, guess what? The people getting vaccines are also getting the virus. Oh, I know. I've already seen the statistics that if, you know, the ones that are going, you know, that, you know, the more people in the hospital are the people who aren't vaccinated, you know, and I get it. But you know what? I've seen that. It's funny. I've seen that same meme floating around with different hospitals' names on it with the same information. So it just shows me that, one, it's doctored. Now, look, don't get me wrong here. I'm not anti-vaccine, believe it or not. But I am anti having it shoved down my throat by people who want to spew out one set of information and call me crazy because, you know, I've chosen not to get it. Or call other people crazy for choosing not to get it. Have you been to the VARS site? Does anybody know what the VARS site is? Well, it is government numbers, and you go to openvars.com, openvars.com. And let me just tell you something. Again, I'm going to repeat, I am not anti-vaccine. I am not anti-vaccine for anybody who wants to try, who wants to get the vaccine. Look, I think that there are plenty of vaccines out there that are really good vaccines. Have no doubt at all whatsoever. I have no doubt at all whatsoever that there may even be some people, maybe many people, who are helped by the COVID vaccine. Okay? Because you've got the Johnson & Johnson one, you've got the, which is the one shot, which is more like a regular vaccine, and there's people against the mRNA. But let me get back on track here. I am getting sick and tired of people who are getting upset with me because I might say something that sounds a little bit anti-COVID vaccine. I've been called out on Facebook because I posted something the other day about that I'm tired of the COVID vaccine being pushed on everybody, which I am. I'm getting we're being guilted, we're being shamed if you don't believe in it. And if everybody, it's like election fraud. If nobody believed in election fraud and they turned their backs on it, there'd be a lot more of it. It's because there's people who are calling it out and doubting it that they're not getting away with it as much. It's no different than the vaccines. If everybody turned a blind eye with it, okay, then there would be no improvement. There'd be no need for improvement. There would be no need for people to improve it because nobody's doubting it. Doubting is good. Researching the other side is good. It's what keeps our world honest, and it's what keeps people safe. And when we get back, I'll read you some numbers and just to get you thinking. That's all. On the other side here with me, William Wallace for America.
At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at hyundaiofmetairie.com.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-399-3031. That's 504-399-3031.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries says a graphic with their logo circulating on social media that LDWF will not issue new hunting licenses to anyone unvaccinated is false. The department is asking anyone who sees the incorrect graphic to ignore it and delete it when possible. LDWF is investigating the source of misinformation. Days after the FDA approved a third COVID vaccine booster shot for those who are immunocompromised, the Biden administration is reportedly developing a plan for a third shot for those who were fully vaccinated 8 months ago or longer. Infectious disease specialist for LSU Health New Orleans, Dr. Fred Lopez, says he anticipates the booster shot rollout will mirror the original rollout of healthcare workers and nursing home residents first,
and then followed by older people and others then after who probably have other chronic medical conditions.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
America's infrastructure connects our communities and makes our nation work. These systems are vital to our everyday lives and Louisiana's economy. That's why Senator Bill Cassidy led the way in passing legislation that makes critical investments in Louisiana's roads, bridges, and electricity systems. Critical investments in the infrastructure that makes America and Louisiana great. Here's Senator Cassidy on C-SPAN.
This bill is an example of what Congress should do. It is focused upon jobs and safety and a better quality of life.
Repairing our roads and bridges, upgrading electrical systems, and increasing access to information systems is good for our families, good for America, and good for our future. Thank you, Senator Cassidy, for leading the way on a real infrastructure plan that rebuilds America and invests in Louisiana. Thank you for voting to invest in us. Learn more at letsinvestinus.com. Paid for by Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms. Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service. So don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan or call them at 504-738-5007.
All right, everyone, back to William Wallace for America, where I am fired up today. I guess it all started with the ride in being full of traffic, but then, of course, hearing people talk about, you know, you're crazy if you don't believe that there was election fraud, or you're crazy if you think that, you know, that you don't believe in vaccines. I mean, how dare you not believe in vaccines? Well, it's not that I don't believe in vaccines. It's that I don't believe in the politicization of this vaccine and how out of hand it's gotten and how crazy people say you are if you don't buy into it. And when I look at, I have had about a half a dozen people, one that I'm related to, two that I know very well as friends, and three or four people that I have talked to enough to know that what they're saying is true, of people that these people have had adverse reactions to the COVID vaccine. And let me say this again, I am not anti-vaccine, nor am I necessarily anti-COVID vaccine, because I believe that there's some people that it's actually helping, okay? However, because I pay attention to other information, just like I pay attention to the possibility of election fraud and listen to other alternate sources that are reasonable, maybe not reasonable to everybody, but they're somewhat, you know, reasonable in nature, where they've, you know, I said the Mike Lindell event, they had a lot of speakers from all over the country with accurate, good information and a lot of proof for their information. I'm offering the same thing for my vaccine analogy. If you go to the VARS site, it's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, vars.hhs.gov, for government. You find the people, the reports, the credible reports that are made about the adverse reactions to the vaccine. Again, I'm not being anti-vaccine. I am being pro, open your eyes and make your own decision based on your health, because some people have health requirements that they need to take the chance to get the vaccine, or even possibly that for their mental stability, they do that. The VARS site reports that there were 12,791 deaths associated with the vaccine. The VARS site reports 51,242 hospitalizations from the COVID vaccine. This is all on openvars.com. Look up the vaccine data for the COVID shot. Urgent care, 70,666 people reported urgent care from reactions to the COVID vaccine. 95,887 office visits. 5,282 people have had anaphylaxis from the COVID vaccine. I personally have met one of them, and I recently met somebody else who had an adverse reaction to another vaccine. There's been 1,500 miscarriages associated with the COVID vaccine, 5,590 heart attacks, 4,371 myocarditis. That might be those young people that you're hearing are having heart disease as an adverse reaction from the COVID vaccine. 16,000 people permanently disabled, 2,554 thrombocytopenia, low platelet, severe allergic reactions, shingles. So these are all things on the government site as adverse reactions to the COVID vaccine. So the next time somebody tells me that I'm crazy because I'm anti-vaccine, no, I'm not anti-vaccine. I am pro-information, just like I am for elections. I am pro-information. You don't like what I'm looking into. You don't like the people I'm bringing on my show. Well, guess what? Go back, close your eyes, get in a corner, and then when this country gets stolen because more people like you did not pay attention or did not look into things, don't come crying to me when you find out that I've got some good information that will make you open your eyes and make informed decisions for yourself. Matthew and Matt, are you there? I'm bringing you on. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Well, guess who's on Gab?
Who?
Scott Pressler.
Nice. All right.
So he's been recording his activities around the country, registering voters. Good for him. Bravo.
Bravo.
Also, Dr. Stella Emanuel is on Gab.
There you go.
And so if you want to ask a representative of Big Pharma about these VAERS data, there's one who you can call. Well, at least you can call his office. His name is Steve Scalise.
Okay. How does he know about this?
Well, he was on TV on NBC News plugging the vaccine. And this was after I'd called his office on Friday and asked his, you know, his people in the office about what about the VAERS data. I didn't go into it with the specificity that you did, which if I guess if you did that, you might get a better reaction. But I did bring it up. They didn't even know the database existed.
Amazing.
And neither did the people at John Kennedy's office.
Well, because it's all, again, it's all about public safety, Matthew. It's all about, we got to get everybody vaccinated so we can just stop this. Well, if the vaccine is so darn good, and look, again, I'm not being anti-vaccine because there are people that it helps. I am being pro-information because I don't think it's for everybody. I'm getting tired of it getting shoved down my throat by people who are thinking, who are telling me that, because it happened this morning, oh, you're just crazy for not getting the vaccine. Well, really, I am.
Did you copy and paste the VAERS data?
Oh, yeah, I sent it to him. I sent it to him. Because when you look at that, you will go, wow, maybe if I'm healthy. I mean, Big Pharma doesn't want you to, you know, to be healthy. They don't want you to say this. But you know what? Look, Big Pharma, make your vaccines. Get your vaccine. You know, make sure you distribute them, make your money off of them. There are people out there who need your vaccines. I'm all for that. That's great. I am only anti-friends, family, people that I know attacking me and attacking others who choose not to get it. That's all I'm against.
As long as you can show them that data and ask them to explain it.
Right.
I mean, that's all we want. Just explain this,
look,
please.
And I'm not blaming these reactions on Big Pharma. I'm not saying that it's Big Pharma's fault that those reactions are happening. It's about people's chemistry. Not everybody's chemistry mixes well with the things that are in the shots. It really is just that simple. Not every human's DNA matches up perfectly. So that's why I'm pushing individuals making their own decisions.
And, well, the worst part about it is because they continue to ignore the data, we're not finding out who shouldn't take the shot. And now they're saying we got to get a third jab.
Yeah, we got to get a third jab. Because the vaccine is so great that now you need a third one. And
yeah,
you know, so, you know, if you've had it, you know, your body doesn't make natural immunity anymore, does it? Right, Matthew?
Apparently not. There is something called antibody-dependent enhancement that people who get the mRNA vaccines are possibly subject to. I mean, this is what Dr. Peter McCullough says. He also says you don't vaccinate your way out of a pandemic. You test and treat. And there's even big pharma treatments that are widely accepted. Of course, the local news media just ran a hit piece on ivermectin because some damn fool overdosed on horse ivermectin. But you know, that's
ivermectin works. News,
yes, I believe it does too. But the local news media works for big pharma. I can't convince my wife of that.
Well, that's part of the problem, Matthew. Is that I'm getting tired of the people that are. And they're so pro-vaccine that everybody else is the bad guys. And that's what is wrong with our society, and that's why our society does not improve. And look, Big Pharma, look, they've saved us on a lot of things. Great. You know, but guess what? If nobody reports and nobody does, and nobody points things out, Big Pharma doesn't, one, need to improve, and two, they won't know what to improve. So get the information out there so they can improve it. What?
And they can get away with anything. Well, I got to go. Ciao.
All right, Matthew. Thank you very much for coming on today. I appreciate it. Everybody else, we're up against a break here in just a minute. So let me repeat again. I am not anti-vaccine, and I am not anti-voting. So let's hang on after this break. We'll talk about that some more in the last section.
Kelly Blue Book Value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
Jana McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America here in WGSO. So you could go to the frankspeech.com and you can see all of the talks, all of the information that I saw when I was there. And you don't have to watch them all at once. You can watch it little by little. There was a lot of really good presentations for showing people not just the election fraud from the last election, but how it's being done, how our systems are being manipulated. And it's no different than vaccines. Don't be afraid to doubt the election results because you have friends that say you're crazy. Don't be afraid to doubt the vaccine because your friends say you're crazy if you doubt it. I have lots of friends who do not want to get the vaccine, who don't say a word about it because they're tired. Well, let me say this. A couple of them have said, I can't say anything because, you know, Uncle Joe, my cousin, whoever, they are calling them crazy because they don't believe in it or they're afraid of it. And there's nothing wrong with that. If your body is telling, your gut feeling is making you weary or aware or afraid of getting the vaccine, then it's your body's way of saying don't get it. But if you feel like you're in one of those risk categories that you don't want to take a chance if you get it, that you're going to get a bad case of it, and you feel that the risk is worth it, then get it. But don't, if you are fully invested in getting this vaccine, don't criticize people for not getting it, because guess what? Just like you want to guilt them for the chance of spreading it, what would happen if you guilt them to get it and then they have an adverse reaction that affects them for the rest of their life? And when I find out now that more and more people who get it can still get hospitalized, can still get sick, I know, that's the it's highly reduced when you have it. When you get the vaccine, everything's reduced. Really? It is? Well, if you're still spreading it, because guess what? I have a friend of mine that got it from somebody who had been vaccinated. And now that we have to have a booster, a third shot, that doesn't tell me that it's so great. Because when you look through history, sure, there's been boosters and stuff in here and there, but not this soon, not this bad, not this much. Again, I'm not anti-vaccine. I am pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-individual. To do your research, figure out what's right for you. But if you're somebody who believes in it, don't call out, berate people who aren't getting it. And it is the same with election fraud. If you believe in it, don't let your friends who don't believe in it tell you how wrong you are. Believe in it if it's the case, because election fraud is real. Our election systems are getting hacked into regularly. And yes, There's an election system out there now, I'm not going to say the name of it, that they convinced the Secretary of State, well, it's time to do an update on your system. It's a free update, wink, wink. Suddenly, they got control of getting into your machine to do the update. And we all trust the updates, right? It's just an update. Just trust it. Really? Trust but verify. Better yet, how about don't trust? How about find a way to make our systems more secure? Less fraud. You think we have that now? We don't. The election system in Arizona County, the forensic audit is almost over, and wait till you see those results. I talked with some of the election people in Arizona. They didn't reveal any information to me. They didn't even look at me sideways to give me a hint of inkling. But their results are about to come out. The best thing that you can do, because I'll leave it, we'll wrap up the show here on this note. Our country's in trouble. As much as I love it, as hopeful as I am that it's going to get better, right now we're in trouble because of our election systems are under attack. The best thing that you can do and encourage your friends to do is to call Secretary of States all over this country and ask for a forensic audit. If you're not don't live in that state, write them. Get a letter campaign. Start writing your legislators, the state reps, the state senators. They're the ones in charge of the election systems in each state. Start calling for a forensic audit, asking for it, professionally asking for it. No threats, forensic audits. You think it's too late for the last election? Maybe, maybe not. But I'm going to tell you, if we start doing forensic audits all around this country for our election systems and start opening up those election, those voting boxes, and you start finding the fraud or the inaccuracies in our system, that's the other thing that I got out of the Mike Lindell symposium. It wasn't all fraud. It was how out of date information within our election systems still are. How many dead people are still on the rolls? How many fraudulent, duplicate registrations there are? Our election systems are antiquated. And I know that's a reason for making them all electronic, right? No. Simply finding a way to make your ballot secure, handwritten, tabulated in a machine that counts it, some sort of receipt where you can verify who you voted for. So there is a paper receipt in the system. There's a paper receipt in your hand. And people, it's harder for somebody to cheat an election, to manipulate elections. It's up to us. It's up to the citizens of this country. It's up to every one of us to call for forensic audits and make sure our voting systems are accurate if we want to save our country from people who are going to keep trying to break into our election systems here in this country. Stay tuned for more of this. I'm going to do more of these shows on my sites, William Wallace for America on Facebook and YouTube. Catch me there, please. Everybody have a great day.